Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm so glad and happy to be praying with you this morning. I heard you there in California, and I was there last week, and I know that you had to get up really early. Appreciate all of you who do that. And I heard you, sir, from Danbury, Connecticut, very plainly this morning. I'm always so thrilled when our 13 original colonies are represented. Thomas Peets and his wife there in New Hampshire, they're always on the line, and it just blesses me to know that we have someone from those states on this line praying for this United States of America. Thank you, each and every one, for being on this call, and thank you for giving it your attention and focusing on the Lord and joining us in prayer, rather than just, you know, listening at the end for whatever may come through the interpretation. But being a part of it, it's such a part of the call, a part of the assignment that we have from God. There will be no prayer meeting at Prayer Mountain today, and there will not be prayer out there next week. Of course, everybody's going to be praying at home, in their homes and together on the phone, but it will be a prayer call only at 12 noon today and at 12 noon next Wednesday. There are reasons for this, and one of them is, thank God for our television equipment and our van that we have. You all bought that for us some years back, and we can move it around. So we're bringing it down to Oklahoma. I'm in Oklahoma right now. And we're bringing it down here to do some television recording down here for our program, Prophetic Witness. And I do trust that you all are watching that. In April and May, we're going to be doing the Book of Revelation. So that's April and May on the Prophetic Witness. I'm going to be here Sunday morning preaching at the church, ministering at the church, a glorious church fellowship on North 19th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma. You can find out the details and the address at a glorious church fellowship or online with us. So that will be 10 o'clock Sunday morning, next Sunday morning. And, of course, our equipment will be down here for that. We are already have announced that we're not having a prayer out at Prayer Mountain, and all the people, local people, got emails telling them that. But Ozark Nana, Elaine Cohey, who prepares the food out there so beautifully every Wednesday, her daughter passed away this week. So all of you will want to be praying for Elaine as she travels down to where her daughter lived, and lift her up, lift up that family in the name of the Lord. We'll do it on this call when we begin to pray in our own tongues. We had wonderful meetings of late. I was at the minister's meeting, and it really started there at the KCM minister's meeting. Such an anointing, a different anointing, a Holy Ghost anointing. And then we went with Brandon and Destiny Brim, where they're launching a new church in Montecito, California, the Montecito, Santa Barbara area, and the anointing, oh my goodness, it was there. And then in Brea. So I'm expecting a great anointing from the Lord on when we minister this Sunday. I do want to announce there is going to be a meeting out at Prayer Mountain where you can go and pray together. It's always a wonderful meeting, and that is Hannah Brim's meeting, Hearing from Heaven, where they really do hear and seek the Lord and pray together. If you're wanting to pray and you're wanting to pray with some people that really go out there in prayer and hear from heaven, that meeting is Saturday, February 7th. Of course, that's this next Saturday. Today's Wednesday. It'll be Saturday at 6 p.m. Saturday, February 7th at 6 p.m. out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. So Hannah will be out there, her mother will be out there, Brenda, And you'll have a wonderful opportunity for corporate prayer out at Prayer Mountain Saturday, February 7th at 6 p.m., Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. If you don't know where that is, go online to billybrim.org and you can get directions. Well, let's check with Brother Max and see if he is on the line.
Yes, good morning, Miss Billy. I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, Brother Max. Now, your prayer meetings that you're having, how are they going and when are they?
Our prayer meetings is Yeshua's Fire on Minnesota, Altar of the Nation. Rush to his altar and be saved. Remember he told us about come to my altar and a prayer call, I think
yes.
Maybe over 2 months ago. So we're having a prayer meeting, and it's going to be February 14th through February 17th. And all these days are really full. We're going to be praying. We're going to be, we have speakers coming. The services will be from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we're going to have dinner at 5 p.m. very much every day right here in the church. That's the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. We are believing for a breakthrough for Minneapolis, St. Paul, the threshold of the nation. I mean, God is, and we are doing the basement right now. We are praying that to finish the main area in the basement and the kitchen and have a new stove and all that stuff even before the meeting so we could do our food and cooking right here in downtown.
Okay, now that's going to start February 14, which is Saturday?
Saturday, right. Saturday, February 14. Service 1 and 6 o'clock and 5 p.m. we'll have dinner. But we're going to continue to be right here in the building from 1 to 6.
All right. Now, is that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
It would be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And Tuesday. Saturday,
yes.
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. February 14 through 17, and they're going to pray in the afternoons beginning at 1 o'clock, correct?
Correct.
And then after prayer, you're going to be eating there at the church.
We're going to be eating at the church. Kamal, I believe, will be coming for a couple of days. Our sister Christine is coming from Oklahoma. She was with you in Israel, and she was with me and Quinn in Jordan. We are having other speakers. Dutch Sheets couldn't really come. He's booked, but I believe he will be making a video of 15 minutes because he have a word over Minneapolis in 2003. So we haven't really got all the speakers like a schedule to be, but we're gonna be just flowing the spirit. We just going
all right,
to pray.
Yes, that's the
we're
thing
coming to,
do.
To the altar. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
But we'll post it online. I'll send you guys a copy
okay.
of it if you want to
Yeshua's
post it.
Yeshua's love heals. Yeshua's love heals.
Yeshua's love heals.
You can go online
heals.
And find about
yeah.
it. Max, are you going to be praying for the city? How is that going there?
We have been praying for the city. It's really it's kind of like going down a little bit. Ice are not backing up, but they're being like more, I don't know, what's the word, like more mature, put it that way, like, you know, dealing with people, dealing with circumstances.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I know that they are going after what presidents wanted to do and what a lot of people wanted to do. So it's much better. They do some... you know, they walk in downtown here and there, but it's not as bad as started. So,
okay.
Yeah, they march around the streets and they do stuff. I went to that place where that person who, what's his name, Alex, passed, and I was over there just to pray in tongues for those people.
Mm-hmm.
I took a video maybe a minute and a half. I didn't post it. I wasn't thinking
mm-hmm.
to post it. I was just taking.
No.
I just took a shot of that, you know, while I.
Yes, yes.
On my way out, but the Lord took me there with another person. The day that you called me when I was with Louis in the vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah. So me and
right.
Louis, and Louis actually went with me there.
Well, good.
So we're praying. We believe that Minneapolis, St. Paul, I mean, we always talk about this, you know, this church built in the Moody time, and we need boots on the ground. Also, we will be going out as groups in Minneapolis. We're going to go to the Somali area, which is literally a mile away from us.
You're not going to do that during those days of prayer, are you?
We're going to take a group of people, and we're going to go there and pray, walk around their malls, walk around the streets. We're going to pray. We're just going to see the kingdom of God.
Is that going to be during those days?
Yeah, it's going to be during those days. Yeah, we're going to go out in between after the service when we pray. Yeah, we're just going to be lit. Of course, whoever wanted to join us can. We have to. If we do, we'll go in groups of three and twos, fours, so we won't really make ourselves known. Very much in the area, because there is a lot of them. When you go to the Somali Mall, it's just a Somali Mall, just like being in Mall of America, but more compact. And they have a mosque in the upper level over there, too. We're just seeking the kingdom of God. We see Minneapolis clearing up. The Spirit of the Lord is here, is really with us, showing up, changing things. And I also do believe, Miss Billy, if we're not praying, probably Minneapolis will be worse.
Oh,
I know
of
that.
Course. No doubt about it.
Yeah, because we're seeking the kingdom of God.
Amen. No doubt about
Amen.
It. You know, and the Lord. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and the first day of Ramadan will be the 18th. So we want to prep the city. We want to pray in the spirit before the day of Ramadan, which is the 18th of February. So we'll be here the 17th and the 18th. That's when I ask you if you can be here, but I know you're busy. You already give your schedule.
No, already scheduled somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Because the 18th will be a Wednesday, and we will be praying on Wednesday. So the first day of Ramadan, we will be praying.
The first day of Ramadan, we'll have a prayer call that day, right?
Correct. That will be not next week. Is it next weekend? Next Wednesday?
No. No, it's not. I think it's
next.
Oh, no,
the phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The phone, yeah.
But anyway,
right.
Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord was so specific last week on our call. He actually ended it with, remember that your faith is stronger than the world, church. And then underlined, I gave my authority to you before I ascended into heaven. So we have the authority, and we're using it, and I'm absolutely quite sure, without a doubt, that things would be worse, and that they are, it's going. The authority of the believers working, bless the Lord, hallelujah. And so we're going to be using our authority this morning. We're going to join you in that. And I want to kind of make you a little bit aware here of something that happened to me just the other night. We have 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute, and the way we do that is we have classes, actual classes that meet out at Prayer Mountain. It's a lot of the people are the same ones who began with us like 5 years ago. We call them the charter class, and then I teach the class, and then later it's edited, you know, and made in a really good classroom situation, but it's ready for you to take online. And so I was praying about the next subject, and in the middle of the night I woke up, and the Lord gave me this subject, and it's outpourings, revivals, and awakenings. So we'll be studying the outpourings of the Bible, what it means, the reigns of the Spirit, and the revivals, history of revivals, and then awakenings. And the Lord reminded me that that's O-R-A. My husband was brought up in Pryor, Oklahoma, on a street named Ora Street. And then later on, when we moved back to Oklahoma from Illinois, we lived in that same house for a while. On Ora Street, but Or in Hebrew is light, and so I sense a great need of prayer for outpourings, revivals, and awakenings. And so we're going to pray for that as well today. And then in your own prayer time at home, cry out to God for the outpourings of the Spirit, the revivals, and the awakenings. I'm telling you right now, in the awakenings that have happened before, the power of God would just come right down in the streets, knock people down in the streets. And I'm telling you, the power of God on the streets of Minneapolis and other places where protests are taking place would stop a lot of that and bring a lot of poor lost souls, deceived people, into the light of God. We have a great manifestation of God, a great manifestation of God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you that we do have a history. We can read and see that you've poured out your Spirit and that you've given revivals and you've given awakenings and you want to give it again. And Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as Brother Max and those people gather there for those days of prayer and consecrated prayer, and I know Lynn Hammond and her groups are praying, hallelujah, bless the Lord, I know you're at work. I know. And, oh, Lord, you've told us, even if you can't see me, know that I am at work. And we do know that you're at work. And, Father, in the name of the Lord, I want to lift up Elaine Cohey and her family and the children, her grandchildren. And I know you're there. You're the God of all comfort. And I thank you for being there. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you for being with us in California and all your provision for the new church there, the new work there, all your provision for us. You're such a marvelous provider, such a marvelous provider. Just thank you, Lord. We just thank you. You're so marvelous. You're so wonderful, great and grand and glorious, and it's just a blessing, 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 Father, to know you. It's a blessing, blessing, blessing that you live inside us. And Holy Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we want to thank you for this prayer meeting. We want to thank you that on Wednesdays we can together work with you. We can work with you together. And together we can hear from heaven, as Hannah's meetings are named, Hearing from Heaven. We get to hear from heaven. Oh, Lord, we're just so thankful. Just so very, 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 very thankful. Lord, just couldn't thank you enough. We lift up to you, Father, our President of the United States of America. And we lift up all those right now, Father, whose minds and thoughts and attentions are on the situation in Iran. Oh, God, no one, not anyone, not Donald John Trump, not anyone can do anything really effective without the help of God. Oh, Father, help them. Please help them. Father, please help them. Oh, Lord God, thy will be done. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we don't know how to pray as we ought. It is written in Romans 8:26, we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit helps our infirmity. The infirmity is that we don't know how to pray as we ought. And so, Father, when we come to the praying part in tongues, we trust you that that prayer will go and be used in utterance toward that situation and any other situation that you want to bring up before us, dear Lord. But we do for sure, pray with our understanding that you will help them and think through their minds as they discuss these things and many others that we know nothing of. We lift up all the military people that are on the ships, that are on the aircraft and the aircraft or anywhere. Oh, Father, in the name above all name, we lift up this country. We lift it up, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We know we have others on this line from other countries, and they lift up their country. But we do ask them to join with us for this country, because you've allowed this country to become what the world calls a superpower, and other people are affected by it. Oh, God, we want it to remain godly. We want it to be, Father, in Jesus' name, as godly as possible. And Father, we do know that when Jesus left, he gave us his authority before he ascended. And so right now we're going to join our authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We've asked your blessings. Now we're going to speak directly to the enemy of God and man, and we're going to use our authority in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. First of all, we want to praise you and thank you for what you told us to thank you for in the book of Colossians. You told us to thank you and praise you and give you glory that you're fitting us for the inheritance of saints in the light, the marvelous kingdom of the light. And Father, you've been so kind and so good to fit us for the inheritance of the saints in the light. And then, Holy Father, I don't know if I could possibly, I can't, I just can't possibly tell you how thankful I am that when I got up this morning, I'm not under the authority of darkness. You've translated me out, and everybody on this line, and everybody in the whole wide world who will accept it, you've lifted them out of the dominion of darkness and the kingdom of darkness and translated us, made it possible through the blood of the Lamb to translate us into the kingdom of your dear Son. And oh, how grateful we are. Oh, how thankful we are. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we praise you in Jesus' holy name. And we do say to you, Satan, in Jesus' name, we come out against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against you. And we do rule and reign, because it is written, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, in the name above all names, we join ourselves together. You know that we're all across this United States of America. You know that God has called us a prayer force. You know that he's called us a company, and we come out against you using what he gave us before he ascended into heaven. He gave us his authority. And so we do say to you now, you cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against our President of the United States of America and against those who, Father, in whom our Father has a Mangala Kobraska put in positions that they are Ela Makanda in arbitration. They are in Rambada, even supposed to have talks. I don't know in the name of Jesus whether he will allow that to go through, but I know one thing, that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out against you. In the name of Jesus, we disarm you, you demon evil spirits that would try to work down through to that situation. We say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers, manifestations, and operations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we join those dear ones there in Minneapolis. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out against you as a man, and we say to you, cease and desist, you who have had a stronghold there in the name of Jesus, you are dislodged in the name of Yahovah Yeshua. You are dislodged, you are cast down, you are bound in the name above every name by the blood of the Lamb. We use the whip of the blood of Jesus against you. Cease and desist in Jesus' holy name. Ambaraka Haishkadonje. Krivanyo no kwa. Krivanyo no kwa hashande de koba. Lama no kwa shatobre kiva. Igande ni mogwa tadange. Tiriantoro kobrasantopri kita. Ambanye ni kohoro kobe. Shitanyo no kwa. Shitanyo no kwa. Shitanyo no kwa hasabi. Kariantoro kombre kiri kangara katai ala kombre kafrande ni kwa. Purgambe hishato koropandia no kwele vinya no kwele ambango. O sapra matito, o sapra manier, kravenyo no kwashka da kaipra. Lolo dubra kafiei, lolo dubra maniei, lolo kobri kafrande ne kuga. Ishato no kwa, barakai. Gamanonye mi quato ho shatya nakito lo cobre minyando lo gobra. Kilibanyo no qua ha shente di moa sotto lo gobe taka franyo terra. Malo ho prika fra. Galigonga li kai atoto qua pama mananga. Cridanyo no quero to shatte le cabra kafrande ne qua la candiano. Me li kohoro pa, shon defli di kubra, fronte le kubre vele disco. Mi scerto non quang le kibra, kofrele di lando non gombri kanyana. Avro di fra so tebri tahai, avro che shando lo koho fai, e di kushutu papara, bantieno lo kopi. Possete li ka, bashone li ka. Scrivagno no query a tota, crabbidio do coffi cagliato na chiei, ghibliuge du qua fracacchieto, galigangoro go a gentebre ti fra, medio oce te li caga, manciesco non gerno, ma scherto non gapi, che vi lidio tuo fraccia d'orocco? Pacchieni ma qua alla gombili tasco lo comrica fratieni qua. Le di lui sciuato sempre caie delle cavagne. Oh, profinier non ho qua, la cabigno non ho qua, calacchino non ho qua, la cabigno. E scelto tu profrata scegne. Moti tu cupa, pacieni con le. Gavidegno no qua ha sciatieto. Crabidagno no qua. Crabidagno no qui. Ma tu tu husciandeli caga. Alidagno no querio, tali cangara cacio. E scelto bacie. Gravita no combrica tica la co, a minio no cori a fatieno tosciai, gavinio no quaca la cabri calierno no cobili di bracofra, meciuho da mia todo ha, mi caca la cahina coca, gavinio no quaca la chieto do gosche da breghe na tica capaca. Galitatio, galiciato, 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 caffi. Istuande di cosca da vrede di qua. Galidagno no corco lì. Dors tata gobra. Dors caratin. E villugio attora. Ma siute vitai. Ma siuta vito. Gavider non ho querio, non ho cogi galai, bruvegni ne quasco d'un giorno. Aliviato no cabri caccendo lo chisca. Codietre, bacchidagno, avilito. Lord God, guisato, gavigno no co. Gevigno no coho la kiba, a gentio no cobri calangara gaia, tola ca vigno no cora candai, a shato lo cobri cantiende. O sabratia, sabratia fia, Shati Karlatya. Nigon Yevra Bia Tola Maranjani Nikoreko Debre. Jinakala Kayada. Kanagare Gabredio Tofrakantani Niko Kamapa. L'agito nunde, e già sanche con balati, ma gole vediando lo quasca, gravegno no coro con dole con gacca toro con dosche da braccia. Si toto fida, si toto fida, caiante le coro con niente le con dosche da braccia. I sono gobri cafragna ne cobre candelia ne cobre cataia da cocca. Mi ricorda haia, mi ricorda bachi, mi ricorda frangiosca. Frangiosca. Gangi la toto, gangi la ti, ma gobro frangiosca da vrenie, agili tutto suatia no copra. Alle gagari antora, alle gagari cacalindagna. Lord, isato, ma guhu vece nu qua, denu nu qua valito, varitopra pascende na cocca. Oh, valatita, ala vetanga, oh, palindagna no zebre, Meshko dobre, meshko dobre, meshko dobre. Kafika de goho shakya. Krabi de kohro kongambi. Baletota, baletota, baletota. Kritanyo no koroko dole kabra kareka tashka. Tashko dobra kifrko donje. Niko toko le kambinyo no koroka dele kankaka. Fracatania ne qua, para con devre, bene, santo, no con taure, bene, con gamba. Esciatora, esciatora, esciatora. Cavillato, amen aquario, non giri con dabra, canagada, halaila. Havito, havito. Prodigno no qua, il gombrere a tosca. Isagnano qua, pelitura bai, agnote di codabri, calacovedi e tonia. Vele curro con bebri attorno, ma da canca. I libri tu giue tenni e tor. I gene ma cascia delle cofraca. Chi li condiero dopo cobri, chi li calai. Sotto lo gongranga la gandagna e ne corco le candiagda la gondienga di godosca. I seri gondiefra. Cabina cai. Angele qua, angele caca, angele cotombre. Lord God. Mi tanto. Isu tu usua. 74 cofretia, Tonie. Mishigo gobre kafraka dalla congia. Corgili cavra di li congrica di brogdioni qua. Esce de battuta, aro congiene. Alla brehitiato do coscettie. Oh, Father, Father. Bitu tutu shua. Gavitelio nunga. Lotabri kale. Lotabri kafranio. Oh, Father. My God, shevretie. Uhu shua. Uhu shua fanye na kora. Kali kavrenye ni kaka. Storing, storing, storing. Give le dubro kafre. Ahe na koka lati. Gijua dovra mikwa? Ale dobre vratia škondie? Mekola. Mekola kinya. Obala tita na goho vrenye ni koroko de brakalakai. Anye ni kwarako de le ni kaha la diang no go doshka da breche. Kilika garianto bela taya na kalaka ke ni karako de andor go doshka da brekopa. Tonda na vicha nonya ne kai abrode ni kabra hadam hadam hadam. Ma toho na ka brik te ora ko noho shakki te o tono konga ratia. I te na ko ora ka brikali te ora ko vrenye ni ko ora ko dicha. Oh Father, Holy Father, li toho na kole mara kongri ka nashka na brikala kabra. I se te ne gohoro kongre akta ne ko toho shantene ni kopa. Ki ne gohoro kondi ane ne ko doshka na Afrika ne ko doshka. I se atara ka dino no gohoro konda le kaka. O andi ni gohoro kongre ka ne kala kavra ka le kongre kakti ano ocha. I se ne goho shwe. So te ano kora. So tia na kora vatia a jongdierno no kwa. Kebe la kahara kaya na kora kondonye ni kwa ala kobrevre di shanto. Ale kaya na kohoro kombenye ni ka ala kalakayante le kamla dayanto. Ishato no kohosha. Ishato. Mita, bangoro, fanito, fanito, manchi tacca. Alla doshua, itaia tongora gandoshke. Mangolo copre chidica. Agavaleturia mai anstiono copre. Ele gariantora kai afinio no kobra. Afinio noka, afinio noka, afinio noka. Kagilando. Kagilando frenye, baskonye ne kwa aligonga, alikaka, aliganga. Do bravitio. Do bravitio igai. Do bravicchio nangolo kobi iniciagno. Kashide malakaya na koro kodanya ne kotopra. Ishe ne koro kodili kabra kale kaflanye. Abide koro kodia patanya ne kohara kobi litanya ne koro kodanya ne kwa. Ishana kora koli kanga, machio, bashotai, anungi. Fridaha nieko. Fridaha nieko mia. Sword of the Spirit. Sword of the Spirit, my God, ikalebe nanjoshka nam retio. Kribini huku. Bana kaya tapala banyero no mangieto. Shete kohola kai. Krivala kombre ke tada katai. Kabala tonya ni kala vala kaya nan. Ejete le karakaya ni kala kakai. Asha navaya to. Oh, Father. Grit yang dor kodesh kada kaya la kong regya la kong gara kadali koka. Crevagno, 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 crevagno. Crasco dobre calacaia no combra. E geni matto to do goho bacara cadagna no coro coda la caibra. E shato do goho shang dorogo dosca tabre cadagadance. Chiafco denia, cafco denia, cafco denia mia. Croga la cambrava, ma da corco diango, da cobrevre, catasco, dongere, godabre, cala con grafra. E siete da gohore con gracchia, a saldoro con dore cababi, e le conga, a bitonia, a bicogna. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Praise the Lord, glory to God. Malo de vranio no cohoro co bappia, a gene co tebre che di catagna. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful prayer. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10.
Okay, now that's Isaiah 46, 9
no,
through 11?
10, 9 and 10.
Oh, 9 and 10, okay. Thank you.
Where is my envelope? Let's see here. Oh, my goodness. Okay. First statement. I am moving nations. I am moving nations, leaders, and events. According to my good purpose. I am moving nations, leaders, and events according to my good purpose. Next statement. Every detail and insight. Yeah, every detail and insight. God determined. God determined essential. God determined essential for you. For you to know. Essential for you to know. I provided through my prophets. Yeah. Through my prophets. And these insights. And these insights become, and these insights become, oh, signposts. I believe it is signposts. Okay, S I GNPOSTS.
Yes, signposts.
Oh, yeah, okay, signposts. Indicators. Signposts. Posts. Indicators of where you are, church. Of where you are, church. On the road to my return. Okay, I'll read it again. Where was I? Oh, here's a statement. I'm sorry, I'm just like trying to keep it together here. Praise the Lord. Every detail and insight God determined essential for you to know. I provided through my prophets, and these insights become signposts, indicators of where you are, church, on the road to my return. That is the statement.
That is a marvelous statement. Even beginning with, I am moving nations, leaders, and events according to my good purpose. Every detail and insight God determined essential for you to know, I provided through my prophets. Now that's the Old Testament prophets. Everything we need to know is in the prophets. And these insights become signposts, indicators of where you are, church, on the road to my return. That's why when we had 3BI, when it was born in, it's for people to study the Old Testament prophets to know where we are today, primarily. We study other things. We have classes on Ephesians, etc. But those Old Testament prophets, Peter said, are a light in a dark place. And what God just said to us here is everything we need to know is in them.
Mm.
Even according to what's happening in Iran right now, everything is in them. So it's a time to be studying what the prophets say.
Amen. Okay, Jeremiah 49. I know it's there. Jeremiah 49. No, it's 35 through 39. Jeremiah 49, verses 35 through 39.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Isaiah 22:6. Isaiah 22, verse 6. Next statement. I notice. Okay. I believe it's probably all underlined today, but there's no underline so far. Isaiah 22:6. Next statement. My people will have been regathered. My people will have been regathered from their worldwide. Yeah, my people will have been regathered from their worldwide and live securely, and live securely, and resting on their restored land. On their restored land. Israel, restored land, and Israel securely without walls. Wow. W-A-L-L-S. And Israel without walls. Okay, I'll read the statement again. My people will have been regathered from their worldwide and live securely and resting on their restored land. And Israel securely without walls. That is the statement. Are you there, Ms. Willie?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm thinking, okay.
Because that's directly from Ezekiel 38:39.
Well, the scripture we have after that is Ezekiel 38:11.
Mm-hmm.
I could see scriptures below, but I'm gonna wait. Statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did I read this twice or once? I can't even.
You got it, right?
You got it. Okay,
yes, got it.
Okay.
I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Ezekiel 38:11. Next statement. Nations will come against Israel. Nations will come against Israel. Therefore, take your seat and pray for what is yet to come. That is the statement. Nations will come against Israel. Therefore, take your seat and pray for what is yet to come. Next statement. Pray for Israel. America. Yeah, pray for Israel. America. Stand together. Stand together in unity. Stand together in unity, my children. With my anointed prophets. With my anointed prophets. There is no time to waste. There is no time to waste. For my time is now. For my time is now. Do you understand? Okay, I'll read it again. Pray for Israel, America, stand together in unity. My children, stay together in unity, my children, with my anointed prophets. There is no time to waste. There is no time to waste, for my time is now. Do you understand? And there's another statement, three words, really. And it reads like this. No more distraction. No more distraction. All right, there we go. Next is Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39. And Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39 are underlined.
We haven't heard about this war in a while, and now it comes back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39, and they are both underlined. So far, this is the only underlined. Yeah, it is. I'm not done yet. We're not done yet going through it, but that's the only underlined or emphasized statement here. Okay. So Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39 is my words, and
as
truth.
As my words or is my words?
Is my words. It's the way that the Lord gave it to me here, Miss Billy, is like one line, one statement. So Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39, and I'm going on reading the statement. You know what I mean?
You mean Ezekiel 38 and 39 is part of the statement?
Correct. The beginning of the
it.
Statement.
Got
yeah.
it, got it, got it.
And it's underlined. When I sent the pictures to Quinn, she could forward it to you or
mm-hmm.
she print them out. Okay. So Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39 is my words.
Okay.
And truth. And truth. For understanding. I want to put the or the, but it's not there. For understanding of the end of times. I'm going to start from the beginning. I don't want people to get confused. So it's all one statement. Just write it the way I'm speaking it out here. Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39. Underline that part. Moving forward, the same statement. Is my words and truth for understanding of the end of times. Yeah, that's the statement. Praise the Lord. So there's the next statement. Next statement, read like this. What has taken place in the Middle East? What has taken place in the Middle East is cause for you all, is cause for you all to sit up and pay attention. That's a statement. I'll read it again. What has taken place in the Middle East is cause for you all to sit up and pay attention. Okay, next statement. Most of the statements from the Lord today. Okay, next statement. Are you ready? Are you ready for what will happen with an S? Are you ready for what will happen next? Are you ready for what will happen next? Magog. Yeah, that's Magog. M-A-G-O-G. That's Magog, Miss Lily? Magog.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Are you ready for what will happen next? Magog and Persia. Magog and Persia. Pay attention to its involvement today. Okay, I'll read it again. Are you ready for what will happen next? Magog and Persia, pay attention to its involvement today. That's a statement. Another statement. Read like this. Modern day Iran, modern day Iran, will rise up against Israel. My goodness, he said, pay attention. Okay, I'll keep going, sorry. Modern day Iran will rise up against Israel. Don't panic. Yeah, don't panic. Not to be caught, not to be caught up in the spirit of fear. Don't panic, not to be caught up in a spirit of fear. And timidity, T-I-M-I-D-I-T-Y.
Ken, yes, timidity.
Timidity, okay. I don't know what even that means. Okay, and timidity. But of power, love, and self-discipline. Okay, I'll read the statement again. Modern-day Iran will rise up against Israel. Don't panic. Not to be caught up in a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. That's a statement. Okay. Next is 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Matthew 24:6-13. Matthew 24:6-13. 1:3. So 2 Timothy 1:7, Matthew 24:6-13. Next statement. Read like this. The end times are not a time to sit on your, I'm going to spell this word, rapture, R-A-P-T-U-R-E, R-A-R-A-P-T-U-R-E.
Rapture. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, rapture rug. I don't know what's that. Okay, praise the Lord. R-U-G.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The end times are not a time to sit on your rapture rug and wait until Jesus comes back. And wait until Jesus comes back. That's a statement. I'll read it again. The end times are not a time to sit on your rapture rug and wait until Jesus come back. Okay. Next statement, probably explained the one before it. The end times for the church. The end times for the church to rise and to rule. The end times for the church to rise and to rule and reign with Christ as King and priest, P-R-I-E-S-T-S, priest. Is that right?
Yes. Is there an S on kings?
Yes, there is an S and kings.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I said. If I said king, it's king.
Okay.
Sorry if I say king.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the end times for the church to rise and to rule and reign with Christ as kings, yeah, as kings and priests unto me, your God. Yeah, priests, unto me, your God. That's a statement. Trying to understand it all, but
yes, it's all. Very clear. It's a wonderful message.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. You want me to read it again or just move on?
I think move on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Then the Lord gave us Luke 19:13. Luke 19:13. Next statement. Life, yeah. Life, it can seem like a bit of a mystery. As to how it's possible, to experience a life like that. Okay, I'll just keep going. To experience a life like that. Okay, I gotta spell this word too, Miss Lily.
Mm-hmm.
RADIATE.
Radiate.
Radiate?
Mm-hmm. It means like shine. Radiate.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Lord. That you just radiate the life of Jesus. Okay, that makes sense. Radiate the life of Jesus, church. The life of Jesus, church. Creating peace. Creating peace and joy wherever you are. Creating peace and joy wherever you are. Okay, I'll read it again. Life, it can seem like a bit of a mystery as to how it's possible to experience a life like that. You just radiate the life of Jesus, church. Creating peace and joy wherever you are. Thank you, Lord. I think I did better than the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Next is Romans 6:6. Romans 6:6. Galatians with a G. 2:20. Galatians 2:20. All right, statement. Then the everlasting fountains from heaven open up. I who can live that rich, satisfied, blessed life. and then more and more. And then more and more, that fountain will start to stream out from your life. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll try to do better here. Praise the Lord. Then the everlasting fountains from heaven open up. I who can live that rich, satisfied, blessed life, and then more and more. That fountain will start to stream. That fountain will start to stream out from your life. Praise the Lord. I'm sure you read it better than me. I'm trying to understand the statement, but I don't have to right now. Okay, praise the Lord. Next is John 4:14. John 4:14. 1 Corinthians 1:18. 1 Corinthians 1:18. 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Timothy 2:5. John 4:14, 1 Corinthians 1:18, 1 Timothy 2:5. All right, last statement. I will strengthen you. Yeah, I will strengthen you with my power. I will strengthen you with my power. Not just some power, but my power. I am. That is the statement. I'll read it again. I will strengthen you with my power, not just some power, but my power. I am. Trust in me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, first off, I would like to say that before prayer this morning, I checked to see about the Middle East.
Okay.
And what's happening, as many of you know, is that the Ayatollahs, the Mullahs, of a very wicked religion, have been shooting their own peoples in the streets of Iran.
Yeah.
And President Donald John Trump has moved a powerful armada into the region, including aircraft launcher ships. So we've probably, I don't know, millions and millions of dollars and people have been sent into the area. President Trump says that he wants to negotiate, and they've agreed for negotiations, and today they have changed the place of negotiations to Oman. So
yes,
I'm
it was in Qatar. It was in Qatar,
right.
Yes.
I was watching all this. So I think what God is telling us is these things are moving toward Ezekiel 38 and 39. But he's in it. And it's not going to be opposite what he declares. You remember he says he puts the hook in the jaw?
Yeah.
So I think today is very, very, very interesting. Not only interesting, but vital and, oh, instructive.
You know, yeah, and the only underline was Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39.
So that means that's where the emphasis is today.
That's it. And, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm going to say this. I have meetings, and you know that. I don't really actually get paid for this. I'm just just helping out, whatever the Lord wants me to do. And I do what God wants me to do, not what they want me to do. But I have meetings to start by the end of this month. I'm supposed to be leaving like the beginning of next month, March. I'm going to Riyadh, Bahrain, Qatar, Amsterdam, Israel, and Jordan. Now,
wow.
With all this to say, it's going to be like 4 weeks. I'm going to try to keep myself away from downtown Minneapolis for a month because I have to be back home with my Queenie and kids. But, okay, so I'm going to put it this way. I was told the time before that when we meet again, things will be settled. So I don't know. And I'm seeing this today. It just gives me really a great indication that God is doing something here.
Yes, he is.
And, I mean, I could be wrong, too. I don't know. But it's about, you know, I got involved with some stuff, especially in Bahrain with the Abraham Accord, too.
Yes.
So, anyway, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And how did you hear about me? Through Autumn of Assembly in 2018, before COVID. You see, you know, just, you know, God make connections. I mean, he sent you somewhere and said, you are to go there. And, you know, you are to go see Billy in 2013, the one you walked away from in 1994. It's just...
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure we have a new WWPs or new prayers on the call, and it just... Praise the Lord.
We became involved. Max became involved with the people, governmental people, when I introduced him at Autumn Assembly. And one of our partners, who is one of those governmental people, saw him, met him, became friends and prayer partners. And now it's evolved into actually quite extensive work with the government that Max is doing. Now, the first statement here, we see all these things happening.
Yeah.
And we're praying. We pray today, you know. But God wants us to know that it's going to go his way. It's going to go his way.
That's
right. Whatever. Whatever. So now listen to this. He tells us that he's the true God because he tells us the end from the beginning. So here it is in King James, and then I'm going to read it in another one. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So he tells us from the beginning how things are going to be, and his counsel is going to stand. I love this scripture. I am God. There's none like me. What shows us that he's God? He declares the end from the beginning.
That's it, Miss Billy. We are to pray and just to pray and not to be like, when is it going to be done? What's going to happen? And all that jazz. Just listen to what he gave us this morning.
Absolutely.
We are to pray. That's it.
Absolutely.
We can't. You want to change things? Sit down, pray in the spirit.
That's it. Pray in tongues and he'll use you.
Amen.
So, seeing all that's going on, he tells us this. And I'm going to read this in the Amplified, the first scripture, because it ends with the word purpose. Earnestly remember the former things which I did of old. For I am God, and there is no one else. I am God, and there's none like me. Declaring the end and the result from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure and purpose. Now here is the statement. I am moving nations, leaders, and events according to my good purpose. Every detail and insight God determined essential for you to know, I provided through my prophets. And these insights become signposts, indicators of where you are, church, on the road to my return. Now, he's talking about the Old Testament prophets. Everything we need to know is there. Jeremiah 49, 35 through 39. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I am going to break the bow of Elam. Now, Elam, for folks, is Persia, Iran. That's the nation we call Iran.
Oh.
Elam is a son, one of the sons of Noah, and it is told us, one of Noah's grandson, actually, and it is told us in the Bible that they became a nation. So this is Persia, this is Iran, modern-day Iran.
Wow.
And it's very interesting how this ends. I'm going to read this in the King James first, and then I'll switch to another. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. That means Jehovah of armies. Behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And upon Elam I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven and will scatter them toward all those winds. And there shall be no nation whether the outcasts of Elam shall not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life. And I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, saith the Lord. And I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from thence the king and the princes, saith the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, saith the Lord. All right. Okay, let me see now. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief weapon and part of their strength. And upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four corners of heaven, and I will scatter them toward all those winds. And there will be no nation to which the outcasts of Elam will not come. And I will cause Elam to be dismayed and terrified before their enemies and before those who seek and demand their lives. And I will bring evil and disaster upon them, even my fierce anger, says the Lord. And I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. And I will set my throne of judgment in Elam. And I will destroy their king and princes, says the Lord. But it shall be in the latter days, the end of days, that I will reverse the captivity and restore the fortunes of Elam, says the Lord. Isaiah 22:6. And Elam bore the quiver with chariots and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. So this is a vision that Isaiah sees. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. And in my vision, I saw Elam take up the quiver with troops in chariots, infantry, and horsemen, and Kerr, and in the Amplified they have with Elam, subject to Assyria, uncovered the shield.
What's a quiver mean?
A quiver is that thing that you hold on your back. It holds arrows.
Oh, okay.
Like when those archers would shoot a bow, their arrows were on their back in a quiver.
Okay, thank you.
So this could mean, you know, missiles, having to do with missiles.
Yeah. Weapon.
I don't know. But definitely, Isaiah 22:6. Elam took up the quiver with the chariots, infantry, and horsemen. And Kerr uncovered the shield. Kerr is a place, but I don't really know what that means. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
My people, and of course this is Israel, my people will have been regathered from their worldwide and live securely and resting on their restored land. And Israel securely without walls. Now, of course, this is taking place, has largely taken place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel 38:11.
They got the map.
And you will say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will go against those who are at rest, that live securely, all of them living without walls and having no bars or gates. Back in the olden days, they always had a city wall. But since they've come home, they live securely without walls. So this is now. This is how Israel is now. Nations will come against Israel. Therefore, take your seat. Of course, that would be the seat of authority. And pray for what is yet to come. Pray for Israel, America. Stand together in unity, my children, with my anointed prophets. There is no time to waste, for my time is now. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel 38:39 is my words and truth.
No more distractions.
Yeah, no more distraction. Do you understand? No more distraction.
Yeah.
Ezekiel 38:39 is my words and truth for understanding of the end times. And those words, those chapters, Ezekiel 38:39, are underlined. So Ezekiel, reading like a sentence, Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39 are my words and truth for understanding of the end times, end of times. What has taken place in the Middle East is cause for you all to sit up and pay attention. In other words, we've got Ezekiel 38:39, and now everything is happening in the Middle East that points toward it. What has taken place in the Middle East is cause for you all to sit up and pay attention. Are you ready for what will happen next? Magog and Persia. Magog is the place of the operation of Gog, and it is Russia at this time. Magog and Persia. Pay attention to its involvement today. Modern-day Iran will rise up against Israel. Don't panic. Not to be caught up in a spirit of fear. And timidity. Timidity is you hold back because you're shy, you're afraid.
Oh, okay.
But of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. I'm going to read this in the in the New American. Listen how it is. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
Wow.
And that means sound mind, self-control, discipline. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Matthew 24, 6 through 13. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but this is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Then, after the beginning, they will deliver you to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. And at that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many because lawlessness is increased. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. Now this, of course, starting at verse 9 on, is the Great Tribulation. Right now, we're seeing the beginning of birth pangs. These are the pangs, beginning of sorrows, King James says, but it is birth pangs. It's the same pangs a mother has in the beginning. So that's what we're seeing now. But then, verse 24:9, will come the Great Tribulation. And these are the things that Israel will have to endure. All right. And the nations that are left here. The end times are not a time to sit on your rapture rug and wait until Jesus comes back. In other words, that means you don't just say, oh, well.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, Jesus is coming and we'll just wait. No, it's the time for us to do something. What? Do what? Okay, here he tells us. The end times for the church to rise and to rule and to reign with Christ as kings and priests unto me, your God. That's what we do in the authority of the believer. You're not just sitting there in Minneapolis and saying, well, let's just sit here and hover and Jesus will come and get us. No, you're up there praying and using your authority.
Amen.
Luke 19:13. Calling 10 of his servants, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. So that's what we're doing. We're engaged in business, in the business. And that's what it says in ESV. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas, each equal to about 100 days' wages. And said to them, engage in business till I come. So we're not to be just sitting around waiting on the rapture. We're glad for the rapture. But we're to be in the kingdom business until he comes. And our business is ruling and reigning through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17. Those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life as kings through one Jesus Christ. That's what we're doing. That's what Max is doing. That's what Lynn's church is doing, Max and Quinn, and all of you up there, and us here. We're taking our authority and ruling and reigning. Life, it can seem like a bit of a mystery as to how it's possible to experience a life like that. You just radiate the life of Jesus, church, creating peace and joy wherever you are. Okay, so there's a horrible things happening everywhere, but we're to radiate Jesus. Romans 6:6.
Because he dealt with a lot.
Sir?
I said because the Lord dealt with a lot before his crucifixion, you know?
Yes.
Even through that.
Yes.
So we have it a lot easier.
We're to radiate him.
Yeah, we're to radiate him.
Knowing that our old man is crucified with him and that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We're not the same people.
Mm.
Our old self, our old man, was crucified with him. And here it is in the Amplified. We know that our own old self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be the slaves of sin. So we're new. We're brand new. We're not those old men anymore. We radiate Christ. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. What I see in this is that everything's coming to a head. The Middle East.
Yeah.
The war. But there's to be a people in it who are not just sitting down waiting to be getting taken out of here. But we are actually ruling and reigning in our domains, and we are radiating Christ. There's a people in all of this, what's going on, that are shining with the life of Christ.
And I believe the Lord is talking to us also, Ms. Billy, about this nation, about America. Look what's happening here. We are taking our seats and we are praying.
That's,
I mean,
exactly
my goodness.
You're not just sitting there in your church and with your head in the ground like an ostrich. You know what's going on, and you're doing something about it.
Amen.
We're to be an instrument in the hand of God in these days. Now, the next one, I really need to meditate this. Then the everlasting fountains from heaven open up. I, who can live that rich, satisfied, blessed life, and then more and more, that fountain will start to stream out from your life. Just on a first look at this, he's talking about pouring something through us.
Sounds,
and it's going to come from heaven. I could call this an outpouring. Coming from heaven through us and demonstrating to the world. Then the everlasting fountains from heaven open up. I, who can live that rich, satisfied, blessed life, and then more and more that fountain will start to stream out from your life.
Is he talking about himself and then
Well, that's
about
what I'm
us?
Trying to put together.
Yeah.
I kind of think that you tie it to the statement above. where he said, we radiate the life of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he's saying that through us, we can live that life. He in us will live it through us.
Yeah.
He in us can live that life through us. Let's take the statement before. Life, it can seem like a bit of a mystery as to how it's possible to experience a life like that. You just radiate the life of Jesus, church, creating peace and joy wherever you are. Then the everlasting fountains from heaven open up. I, in other words, him in us,
mm-hmm.
who can live that rich, satisfied, blessed life, and then more and more that fountain will start to stream out from your life. I think it might mean that he in us can live that life that he wants us to live.
Yeah.
And stream it out to the world.
Yes, yes.
We're to look different. We're to be different. And what we're to radiate is him. I believe it's talking about the glorious church, to tell you the truth. John 4:14. See, he gave us a scripture. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me.
Oh.
And that's the scripture he just gave us, Galatians 2:20. So he's telling us that he can live that light through us if we'll let him. He knows how to live it. And he's in us. And it's no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. And he can live that life, and the fountains will pour more and more and more through him, through us. John 4:14. Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
Huh. He spoke about the fountain.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. And that fountain is from heaven, but it can go from us because he's in us.
Praise the Lord.
Amplified ends with, the water that I will give him shall become like a spring of water, shall become a spring of water, welling up, flowing, bubbling continually within him into eternal life. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God.
Okay.
1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus.
That's it.
I will strengthen you with my power. Not just some power, but with my power, I am. Trust in me. Wow. I think he's telling us, I've got it under, what's happening is going to line up with what he wants in Ezekiel 38:39. People are saying what Trump should do, what Trump shouldn't do.
Yeah.
He's going to do what God is going to work for his purposes. That's what's going to happen. And then in all the midst of everything that happens, which a judgment's coming on Elam, he showed us that, Iran. With all of this, everything that's going on, there's to be a people us who have Christ in us radiating. And as we radiate, the fountain is going to open up even more from heaven and flow through us. What a powerful word. Woo!
Hallelujah.
So,
praise God.
Hallelujah. You well know he's got you right in the middle of it, Max.
Mm-hmm.
And just know it's going to go his way.
It's going to be his way. There's no other way except his way.
He's working according to his purpose. He's working it for the judgment that he's going to bring in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And read Ezekiel 38 and 39 and know that that alliance between Magog, which is the place of Gog, is an evil spirit. It's Satan. But he's going to be working down through Magog. He's going to be working down through Russia and an alliance with many nations, and it names them, but the number one ally is Iran. They're going to come down. It's written, and they're going to. So I don't look for anything that's going to change the hierarchy of Iran. I don't think so. Because if it did, they wouldn't come down against Israel. So they're going to.
You know, Miss Billy, this is like personal to me here. Just the Spirit of the Lord kind of turned the light bulb in my head here. In 2019, before we start our ministry, our church in downtown Minneapolis, we were in a hotel. But in 2019, just with COVID, and you remember, I lost my job, and then Terry Brehm prayed for me, and he said, Max, I couldn't even speak the word like to get another job, because the Lord wants me to start our ministry. Anyway, not to go to all of that, but I took 2 days off, and I went just a place to sit alone, because the Lord gave me, and he said, your assignment is Ezekiel 38, 39. Now,
really?
Yes. Now, I'm looking at it. I am looking at it that where I am at in the kingdom of God, the way he's moving me, again, it's not about Max. I'm just sharing for everybody. You know what I mean?
How he's using you, he uses us all.
He's uses us all. But now I am talking, I mean, I sit down with people, I translate, I see their motive, the way they talk, their promises, what they're not promises, and what they can do and what they can't do. And the Lord has given me like an instinct about every person, every prince I sat down with. And it's just, and with the Abraham Accord, with the drawing of the new map, and with all these things happening, not to go in details what the Lord is doing when I go to these meetings, but it's just all coming together.
Yes.
And he's, and you
quickly.
Know.
Really, that's quickly. Talk about 2019 till now. That's not very long for this to happen.
No, that's like, what, 6 years?
Yes.
Almost 6 years.
Some people work a lifetime to get their toes in the door of the State Department, for instance.
Yeah.
Or some political office. They work a lifetime.
I know. I didn't choose this, but it's just, you know, the Lord, God put it together. My goodness, it's just like, wow. I believe the Spirit call is speaking to me as well.
Oh, of course, without one doubt.
And I believe it's all emphasized, not just Ezekiel City. It's all emphasized, folks, today. I know it. I know it. It's all emphasized. He didn't emphasize anything because he wanted us to focus on all of it.
Yes.
Praise God. Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My goodness, folks, it sounds to me like it's pretty in the near future.
Yeah.
Well, we see the activity. All the nations that are involved are up.
Yes.
All stirred up right now.
Yes. It's happening. It's the Middle East today. He said the Middle East. When you say that word, you put so many countries. You put so many nations. That's all the Muslim region. Wow.
What has taken place in the Middle East is cause for you all to sit up and pay attention.
That's
Are
right.
you ready for what will happen next? Magog and Persia. Anyway, he's telling us Ezekiel 38 and 39 is going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to its involvement today. Modern day Iran will rise up against Israel. Don't panic. Not to be caught up in a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline. And don't just sit down and do nothing or worry.
No.
But rise
because,
up and rule and reign with Christ as King. Take your authority and live Jesus on the outside.
Last
Jesus
statement.
Who's in you. Yeah.
Yeah. Last statement. I will strengthen you with my power, not just some power, but my power. I am. Folks.
And there's no God like him. That's the first statement.
Yeah.
There's
that's,
nobody like him. He is the epitome. He is the top.
Wow.
And he's telling us what's going to happen. I tell you the end from the beginning.
I am moving
nations.
Yeah.
You know all that activity that everybody sees going on? He's in it. Read Ezekiel 38, 39. He said, I am going to put a hook in your jaw, and I'm going to draw you down.
Miss Billy, he told us in a prayer call before maybe a year ago, he said, don't you think I don't know what's going on?
Yeah.
Don't you think I can't see it? I mean, it's just simple talk, simple explanation, like, don't you think I don't see? Don't you think I don't know?
Yes. He who made the eyes, can he not see?
Yeah.
He who made the ears, can he not hear?
Can he hear, yeah. And I think he probably gave us that scripture, too, back then.
Yeah, he did. He did.
My goodness.
He did.
Write it down. Share it. Pray over it. Share it. Pray over it.
Yep.
Send it out.
This is it, folks. And we're made for this hour.
That's right.
We're made for this hour. We're not just to be sitting around ignoring it. This is it. He told us what we need to know in the prophets. Who are the prophets? Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel. We quoted them all today. And they tell us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. We just love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We surely do. We love you, Lord.
We love you, Jesus. Wow.
Whoa! If this isn't enough to meditate, I don't know what you need.
Oh, praise God.
You know those guys you work with in the natural?
Yeah.
You're hearing from heaven. I think they know it, too, or they wouldn't mess around with you.
No, they know it. They know it.
Yeah, they know it.
Yeah.
Father, we just lift up Brother Max. We lift him up on this upcoming trip. I know that you've got us praying on it because I'm just sure you are. But we just tell you now that we're glad to be of use to you in praying for him on this trip, these trips. We're thanking you for thinking through his mind like you do. We ask you to through the president. We thank you for church. Max's church, stay with him. If he has to be away from you for a while, stay with him. Go to church. Pray with Quinn and the family and everybody. He's telling us, don't just sit around on your rapture rug.
Mm-hmm.
Use your authority. Get busy. So that's a working church, and you work there with them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We love you, Max.
Love you,
and
too.
I am looking forward to the noon prayer.
Well,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
See you at noon, Central Time, and on the hour, wherever you are. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.